Bonjour encore. Welcome to this convocation for the Faculty of Science. You all know who you are. And my name is David Harp, as I mentioned. I'm the chef de protocol, which is a fancier title than marshal. Marshal sounds a little like police. Chef de protocol sounds like food or something. In any event, in just about 4 minutes, you will hear Kirk Johnstone, the piper, leading the platform party into the tent to your immediate right. The protocol will be explained on stage by our provost, Anthony Massey, and you will be tapped and you will have your hats off. If you have not already received a degree, most of you probably have not. I want just for a moment the number of hands of those who have taken a World of Chemistry course, just for fun. Those of you who didn't raise your hands, and this has all been recorded, will have to pass a quiz before you can cross the stage on some element of chemistry or other. Well, not really. The one thing I would like to remind you of is to put those away. I sometimes answer these. Actually, my daughter once called right in the middle of my little spiel here, and it was not set up, and she didn't realize the time frame, so I had to chat with her for a few minutes. Academics always spend a little longer than they should doing things, as you already know. The length of the ceremony should be well under 2 hours, although this is the largest of the two science ceremonies, the one this afternoon. If you wanted a short ceremony, you should have majored in chemistry or physics. But this is the bio-oriented one. I was going to mention something about the costumes that we're wearing. This is what my wife calls them. And they actually go back about 1,000 years to keep the monks warm and then the academics warm when there wasn't any heat in the university chambers in Oxford and Cambridge where this all started. But the colors do mean something. The blue is, and this is from the University of North Carolina. Go Tar Heels. And your colors will also mean something, and the information for that is in the back panel of your program. The ceremony will begin with Winston Purdy singing the alma mater, and then the Chancellor, Arnold Steinberg, will ask you to be seated. I will have just previously asked you to stand up, something like church, up and down several times, but it'll all work out, and you'll be out before noon. And I would mention that there is a reception for everyone up in the Leacock building just immediately behind us, about 100 meters or so. I think that's most of the information. And I think if you would, levez-vous, s'il vous plaît, please rise for the platform party.
Thank you, Professor Curry. Good morning. Bonjour à tous. Je vous souhaite les bienvenus à notre beau campus en plein ville pour la cérémonie de remise des diplômes de la faculté des sciences. On behalf of Yale University, I would like to welcome you to our beautiful downtown campus for the convocation ceremony of students graduating from the Faculty of Science. Now, it's customary for the chancellor to open these proceedings with a statement congratulating graduates for having completed their studies, or at least this phase of studies, and also to extend to members of their proud families our sincerest best wishes. For you have chosen to study at one of the world's best institutions of higher learning and have succeeded in reaching your goal and in earning your degree. This custom has continued for almost 200 years, and far be it for me to interrupt this time-honored tradition, having been so recently appointed as Chancellor. However, I am not at all comfortable at this juncture in moving directly to the awarding of degrees. I won't be long, though. I strongly believe in another message which I wish to convey to all of you sitting before me. Many, if not most of you, believe that getting a decent job or going on to obtain another degree, finding a suitable partner and having children are, if achieved, the most important of life's goals. I can speak from personal experience that each of these achievements brings immense satisfaction, and I can even add to that the joy of having grandchildren. Nevertheless, when I sat exactly where you are 56 years ago, nobody mentioned our health. Yet your health may turn out to be the one most important area to bring satisfaction, and good health is likely the goal you can most control. I want to repeat that. Of all your life's goals, your health outcome is the one you can most easily control. More important than the benefits of even the best education, controlling your health is much easier than ensuring a satisfactory working environment, and certainly easier than finding a suitable life partner. We all know that great strides have been made in medicine, particularly in cardiovascular disease and in controlling infections through antibiotics. Life expectancy has increased by a full generation over the past century, yet far too many people are not fully enjoying these benefits due to chronic diseases which are mostly preventable. And in spite of all the modern improvements, or possibly because of them, the cost of healthcare delivery is escalating and has already reached alarming levels. These expenses are increasing at such a rate that most countries, including Canada, will run perpetual deficits with no relief in sight. This will impact on each of you, either by taking away significant disposable income or by creating a lack of accessibility as governments cut back, or both. For the great majority of you, there is a simple solution, and that is prevention through self-discipline. And it starts right now. You're all familiar with these solutions. Give up smoking, avoid social drugs and excessive drinking, exercise regularly, and I mean daily, and understand what you eat and the implications of a proper diet. There is not a single scientific study, and there have been thousands, that has come to a contrary conclusion. So it starts today. I must repeat that. It must begin today. Your quality of life will improve and keep improving for the great majority of you. Whatever setbacks you encounter, and we all suffer some, you will be better able to tolerate these both physically and mentally. And in closing, may I say to those parents and grandparents here celebrating these events, it is truly never too late to start. In a recent study published in the Archives of Internal Medicine, the authors concluded that, and I quote, "the lack of activity is one of the strongest predictors of unsuccessful aging for older adults, including the early onset of cognitive impairment." Let me repeat this. The lack of activity is one of the strongest predictors of unsuccessful aging for older adults. So for all of you here today, this has to be a lifelong endeavor. Bottom line, taking care of your health is an obligation you have to your fellow citizens, and taking care of your health is even more an obligation you have to yourselves. It now gives me great pleasure to call upon Professor Heather Monroe Bloom, our distinguished principal and vice chancellor, to address the audience. Thank you.
Thank you, Chancellor, for those inspiring words. Chancellor, Chairman, our distinguished honoree, Dr. Douglas Osheroff, Provost, Dean, distinguished governors, colleagues, and friends, and most important, graduating class, bonjour et bienvenue tout le monde. As Principal and Vice Chancellor of McGill University, it is my great pleasure to welcome you here on the front lawn of our beautiful downtown campus. I know that some of you here as guests today yourselves graduated on these very lawns. Graduating class, today is a very special day for you and a proud and happy day for McGill, an occasion to celebrate you, the class of 2010, and your families and friends here with you today. For all of you who are graduating here, you have worked very hard without question, but as tough as it may be from time to time to be a McGill student, it is sometimes even tougher to be the family member or closest friend of a McGill student. And so as we celebrate here today, I ask the class of 2010 to join with me in expressing our appreciation to your family members and friends who have supported you to come to this day. Many of you will be thinking today about where life will take you next and the choices you will make. Nous vivons dans un monde où certains membres de notre famille, certains amis et collègues, habiteront des pays lointains. Un monde où, même ici au Québec et au Canada, il est fort probable que votre réussite dépende de collaboration avec des gens de l'origine et l'expérience diffèrent largement des vôtres. As you step out into an increasingly global world, remember that wherever you choose to live and work, we are now all called upon to realize a more sustainable relationship with our physical environment, and to do so while dealing with all kinds of uncertainty in the world around us, certainly in the economy. At the same time, we face an imperative to rethink the way we interact with financial and social systems, and while doing so, to reduce the gaps between those who have and those who do not. These challenges are daunting indeed. And as you and we rise to meet the challenges of our world, we're all dependent on knowledge, on the values and practices we have learned and reflected on, and most significantly, on dedicated and creative individuals, leaders, professionals, and citizens, people just like you, graduating class. And as developing leaders, you embrace technological and scientific literacy, linguistic fluency, and an understanding of the cultures and religions of the world. You are cultivating an open mind, a willingness to reassess your values and practices as you gain experience, and perhaps most importantly, an appetite for managing complexity. And this is a good thing for sure, because the world is becoming increasingly complex. Graduating class, we are confident that your time at McGill has exposed you to the richness of the world you enter today as graduates of McGill. At McGill, you have sought and gained knowledge and experience and learned from the best and brightest students and professors. You've experienced an environment where the pursuit of knowledge is an ultimate goal, where the exchange of ideas, particularly provocative and controversial ideas, is encouraged, where we respect fundamentally our academic freedoms. and along with our great good fortune of living and studying in a peaceful democracy and prosperous society, comes a special responsibility to take on the social, environmental, and financial challenges of our world. And in celebrating you today, class of 2010, we also celebrate our Faculty of Science, which has made such a contribution in these realms. The study of science has a distinguished history at McGill, from the early courses in biological and physical sciences and the creation of the Faculty of Science in the 1970s to the present faculty of today. As we mark the beginning of Dean Martin Grant's second mandate, we applaud his enormously effective leadership as team science builds on that great tradition. Over the last year, excellence in science at McGill has received national and international recognition through two prestigious Stacey Awards for Professors Andrew Hendry and Kareem Nadir, in the appointment to the National Academy of Science and the Royal Academy for Professor Vicky Caspi, and by the awarding of Nobel Prizes to two McGill Science graduates, Dr. Willard Boyle in physics and Dr. Jack Szostak in medicine. Class of 2010, we are proud that you are now joining the more than 210,000 distinguished people around the world who make up McGill's Living Alumni, a roster that includes our Chancellor, our Chairman, and in a few moments, Dr. Douglas Osheroff. And graduating class, as you leave here today, please undertake to stay in touch with your alma mater. You may be sure that we will stay in touch with you. In closing, remember that you will carry the good name of McGill everywhere you go. Please represent us well. And as you do, three pieces of simple but compelling advice from an ancient scholar. As our Chancellor has said, take care of yourself. If you are not for yourself, who will be? Strive to make the world a better place. If you are only for yourself, you will have failed. Don't be afraid to act, to give back to your community, your profession, your country, and your world. But for now, today, this is your very special day. Savor every moment. Félicitations. Enjoy the day.
Merci, Madame Principale. I would like to ask Professor Martin Grant, Dean of the Faculty of Science, to present Dr. Douglas Osheroff, that he may be conferred upon him the highest recognition that is within the power of this university to grant.
Mr. Chancellor, it is my pleasure to present to you Professor Douglas D. Osheroff, a distinguished scientist with a social conscience whose award-winning involvement with students defines the ultimate teacher scholar. Professor Osheroff received his Bachelor of Science from the California Institute of Technology in 1967 and his PhD from Cornell in 1973. He then moved to Bell Laboratories before taking up a position at Stanford University in 1987, where he holds presently the J.G. Jackson and C.J. Wood Professorship in Physics. His scientific research career has been devoted to the study of the structure of matter at the lowest temperatures. How appropriate, then, for him to be honored in one of the coldest big cities in the world. While still a graduate student, he discovered the superfluid phases of an isotope of helium, helium-3. For this, he shared the Nobel Prize in Physics in 1996 with David M. Lee and Robert C. Richardson. However, his contributions are not only scientific. He served on the Space Shuttle Columbia Accident Investigation Board. He is also a member of the Board of Advisors for Scientists and Engineers for America, an organization focused on promoting sound science in American government. He has a passion for teaching, and as the citation of his Gerhard Casper University Fellowship in Undergraduate Education states, Osheroff is the first Nobel Prize winner that Stanford undergraduates are likely to meet. A long-standing lecturer in the introductory physics sequence, he also teaches students in a small group setting through his seminar course in photography. Professor Ostroff is a fellow of the American Physical Society and of the American Association for the Advancement of Science, and a member of the American Academy of Arts and Sciences and of the National Academy of Sciences. In addition to the Nobel Prize, Professor Ostroff has won the Oliver E. Buckley Prize, the American Physical Society, and was named a MacArthur Prize Fellow by the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation. The conferral and acceptance of an honorary doctorate is a reflection of shared values at the deepest nature. Professor Ostroff's scientific achievements, his passionate commitment to teaching, and his responsible engagement with public policy and the scientific issues of the day are all values shared by this university. Mr. Chancellor, I present to you Professor Douglas Ostroff, that you may confer upon him the degree of Doctor of Science honoris causa.
We now proceed with the conferring of the academic degrees, and I call upon the provost, Professor Anthony Massey, to commence.
No, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm still new at this. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my great pleasure to invite Dr. Douglas Ostroff to deliver the convocation address.
Well, I was overjoyed that I was off the hook. Chancellor Arnold Steinberg, Principal Heather Monroe Bloom, Chair Kip Cobet, distinguished faculty, parents, friends, and most wholeheartedly, fellow graduates. This is the hard line. Il me fait grand plaisir être ici aujourd'hui en tant que membre d'honneur de la classe de McGill de du midi. Not right. I didn't think that my junior high school French would get me in good stead then. Well, I've never been a student here, but I owe much to this university, for I would never have met my wife of 40 years were it not for the fact that McGill University offered her admission to its master's program in 1965. Following her master's studies at McGill, Phyllis and I met the day we both showed up at Cornell University to begin our doctoral studies and were married 3 years on campus after that time. But it is far more than this personal connection to McGill that brings joy and pride to me on this day. It is that I have found at this university a remarkable enthusiasm for learning that I seldom, if ever, have seen before. Such enthusiasm is both contagious and enabling. It is this spirit that allows students to overcome adversity, to excel in their studies, and it grows in the minds of the faculty and the students at this university. I suppose on this occasion I should try to instill some wisdom or at least offer some advice to the graduates today. As a Stanford University, I have a simpler task as I meet students as they enter college, not as they depart for the real world. However, I will tell my very young students at that time is that the most important things that they will learn at Stanford are not things that they will learn in any of the classes they take, but they are things they learn about themselves in response to challenges and stimulation posed by their coursework. These things will include knowledge about their strengths and weaknesses and what subjects and ideas most excite them. I'm quite confident that you have also learned these very important lessons here at McGill University. You, my fellow members of the McGill class of 2010, will be going into a world that desperately needs your ideas, your wisdom, and most definitely your attention and concern. While technology has substantially multiplied the things that each of us can do, our world has paid a price in the bargain. We have stripped this planet of much of the raw material we now must use to run our factories and from which we create products that make our world a more comfortable place. In so doing, we have also polluted the air and water necessary to sustain life on Earth. The ever-growing number of humans on this planet, coupled with our material needs and desires, has compounded the impact that mankind is having on our planet. We now must reverse this trend and work to minimize our impact on the environment and to reuse the minerals and other raw materials we have taken from the Earth. I do not wish to imply that the future of mankind is bleak. Quite the contrary, we are growing. Our growing knowledge and wisdom, coupled with the technological marvels that our forefathers could not possibly have imagined, give us the ability to better understand ourselves, our environment, and the laws of nature that govern all things. I wrote this passage on an airplane some 36,000 feet in the air, traveling 550 miles per hour, with a computer on my lap that utilized 8 billion bytes of random access memory, a microprocessor that can perform 3 billion operations per second, and a hard drive that can store half a terabyte of information, all of which couples to an information conduit, the internet, that gives me access quite literally to a world of information. Compare this to the first computer I programmed when I was a student at Caltech in 1966 with its 64,000 bytes of core memory, and you can see the remarkable progress that has occurred in the past 40 years. But our successes beget new challenges for mankind. As we conquer disease, we increase our lifespan and our numbers, and forcing us to search for raw materials in nearly inaccessible corners of the planet. The recent oil well disaster in the Gulf of Mexico should remind us of the danger to the planet and to ourselves associated with such efforts. Despite these dangers, however, we live on a planet that is the most hospitable planet for life that we know. We have a rich atmosphere, which, coupled with the Ursa magnetic field, effectively shields us from the ionizing radiation from the sun. It's vast oceans, and it has vast oceans, and thanks to the tilt of the Earth's axis, seasons to which all life on Earth responds, resulting in a vast diversity of living organisms. Ours is a planet well worth protecting, and as the most intelligent life form on Earth, it is our responsibility to do so. In closing, I give my best wishes for lives filled with love, accomplishment, and purpose to all of the graduates. May you and your generation push the boundaries of knowledge forward so that mankind and all life on this planet can live in harmony. Bonne chance à tous.
Last evening, the principal hosted a small dinner for some of the people being honored today, some of the faculty, the distinguished professors, of course, the honorary recipient, the honorary doctorate recipients. And I had the honor and pleasure to sit next to Dr. Usheroff. And one of the things that came through, he's, of course, a Nobel Prize winner in physics, which is beyond my capacity. What was very clear, as was pointed out by Dean Martin, the unique thing about him compared to others who teach at some of the finest universities in the world is that he teaches the introductory course in physics. As well, he gives a class in photography. And this is, in my view, one of the things that separates him from other truly great scientist, and that is his humanity. And I think he brings great honor to this university by allowing us to confer this honorary doctorate on him. Thank you very much, Professor Oxley. We will now proceed with the conferring of the academic degrees, and I call upon the Provost, Professor Anthony Massey, to commence the formal proceedings. Professor Massey.
Thank you, Mr. Chancellor. I am pleased to invite the students graduating from the Faculty of Science for the conferral of their degrees. Each student crossing the stage will be greeted by the Chancellor, the Principal, or the Chair of the Board of Governors. If this is the student's first degree, he or she shall remove the mortarboard hat and then will be symbolically capped, signaling ceremonial conferral of their degree. Students who already have earned a degree will keep their mortarboard on and will be congratulated by a tap on the shoulder. In most cases, the capping and tapping is done lightly. But the university cannot guarantee the actual force that will be used by my colleagues in executing these maneuvers. The parchment or degree itself is given to each student by a dean or delegate as he or she leaves the stage. En vertu des pouvoirs qui me sont conférés par le Sénat de l'Université McGill, je déclare que le candidat dont le nom figure sur la liste des diplômés de l'Université, qu'il soit présent ou absent, ont satisfait aux exigences de leur grade, diplôme ou certificat respectif. By virtue of the powers conferred upon me by McGill's Senate, I declare that the candidates whose names appear on the University's list of graduates, whether they be present or absent, have satisfied the requirements for their respective degrees, diplomas, or certificates. I now invite Professor David Ragsdale to present the graduates and Professor Martin Grant, Dean of the Faculty of Science, to distribute the diplomas. Congratulations. Félicitations.
For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Anatomy and Cell Biology, Alawatoni Alawegbemisola Adoy, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List. Megmik Agorian Namagurdi. Kara Danielle Atkin, Distinction. Katrin May Altasar, Bachelor of Science. Jack Amja. Dorothy Sophia Antonatis. Amanda Baumholtz. Brian Clifford Beckett. Samantha Benlolo. Amar Bindi, Distinction. Tara Broman. Laura Elise Brown. Jessica Dominique Bruce. Emily Brigida Bruckschwager, Distinction. Caitlin Cahill, Dean's Convocation Prize, Dean's Honor List. Jasmine Regina Keynes. Corinne Campanelli. Zoe Alisa Cape. Julia Chung. Marie Albain André Chevenon. Qing Jun Chen. Gai Jun Choi, Distinction. Chia Hui Cheng. Lori Ann Wensley Cloutier, Dean's Honor List. Samuel Cohen. Jessica Marine Colby Millie. Oscar Jim Michael Copps, Dean's Convocation Prize, Dean's Honor List. Laura Marie Coughlin. Alistair Andrew Wilson Crow, Distinction. Tanya Tara DeCruz. Andrea Fatima DeMello. Stephanie Dehan. Haley Lynn Ellis. Aaron Lewis Esterson, Distinction. Heba Chowki Farhat. Melissa Frankel. Valerie Lee Frith. Tiz Ying Fung. Deandra Sarah Goldberg. Ri Gong. Tamara Jade Graner. Amanda Paige Christina Grant Orser, Distinction, First Class Honors in Anatomy and Cell Biology. Anais Hausvater, Dean's Honor List. Diana Michelle Heckler. Sarah Henderson. Lisa Helena Henriquez, Distinction. Mark Posari. Zara Huda. Bader Idsaid. Philip Perry James. Erica Heather Cater, Distinction. Catherine Maria Carellis. Sarah Divesconcelos Gilbertus, Distinction. Yoon Hee Kim. Nofar Kimchi. Jesse Kulaga Yaskovitz. Natalie Lan Xiao Wing. Corinne Leriviere. Eugene Lee. Samantha Leibovich. Christopher Walter Lem, distinction. Philip Lenetsky, distinction. Mangyu Li. Catherine Wei Lin. Victoria Lin, distinction. Sarah Weiran Liu. Randy Luxenberg. Nicholas McCordick. Deanna Catherine Marini. Amanda Matos. Tobial McHugh, distinction. Christina Meng. Matthew Philip Mosler. Chaya Mpinga. Todd Stanton Murray. Alessandra Nakarato. Thomas Constantine Nardelli. Christopher Amadio Pagano. Amelia Paleva. Nguyen Hong Phoc Pham. Michael Lewis Piacentino. Eve Annie Pilon. Frederic Pinto. Tiffany Eliza Paraccio. Anshela Rajeshwaran. Dan Saragosti. Joseph Anthony Scalia. Amanda Schachter, Dean's Honor List. Laura Lydia Schmidt. Carrie Marie Saith. Soha Shah. Sarah Radha Shahani. Sabrina Cecilia, distinction. Safia Camila Simon. Yale Toby Smiley, distinction. Jennifer Lauren Smith. Zaneb Suahi. Vicky Springman. Amy Hei Wan Sir, First Class Honors in Anatomy and Cell Biology. Stephanie Tan. Tao Tao, Emmanuel Tavares Memorial Prize, Dean's Honor List. Jeremy Thomas Gibbons, Dean's Honor List. David Andrew Tiberi, Dean's Honor List. Michael Tibshirani. Luan Truc Tran, Distinction. Thiriampaki Vethanayagam. Catherine Lauren Wardell. Heidi Watt, Dean's Honor List. Chelsea Wong. Yu Jung Yang. Jaewon Yen. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Biochemistry, Shema Mazen Al-Kaburi. Jessica Asp. Ishtiak Aziz. Noor Bazerji. Christopher Franklin Bennett, Distinction, First Class Honors in Biochemistry. Benjamin Bernier. Nicholas Bertram, Honors in Biochemistry. Stephen Fraser Black. Joshua Aaron Borsuk, First Class Honors in Biochemistry, Dean's Honor List. Jessica Boulanger. Vanessa Bushwood. Michelle Chan, First Class Honors in Biochemistry. Joshua Chin, Dean's Honor List. Lawrence Chu. Alexander Joseph Cunningham. Deanna Victoria Chutri. Ahmed Darabi, First Class Honors in Biochemistry. Saya Davoudi. Laura Megan DeRocher, First Class Honors in Biochemistry, Dean's Honor List. Jordan Philip Doherty, First Class Honors in Biochemistry. Daniel James Ellis, Dean's Honor List. Esther Rachel Fagan. Stephanie Ann Fernandez, Distinction. James Christopher Giffen. Jonathan Green, First Class Honors in Biochemistry, Major Hiram Mills Medal, Dean's Honor List. Nicholas James Hanna. Scott Hayden. Annabelle Dorothy Hogel, Distinction, First Class Honors in Biochemistry. Yi Hu, First Class Honors in Biochemistry, Dean's Honor List. Marissa Lavia Ionata. Uday
Kapoor. Mayesha Khan. Bushra Nafis Khan Yousafzai. Justin Kim. Vimal Krishnan, distinction. Christina Kreiger. Margaret Kreiger. Jonathan Kin Lun Lai, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List. Flora Fifi Lee, Distinction, First Class Honors in Biochemistry. Alexander Lombardi. Bianca Malouf. Pulin Sanjay Manik. Aaron Mallory May, First Class Honors in Biochemistry, Society of Chemical Industry, Merit Award, Dean's Honor List. Lindsay McCann. Suzanne McNell. Feodor Mongin, Honors in Biochemistry. Yeni Alejandra Moreno Venegas. Tanya Morielli. Kirsten Nesset. Tamara Imad Nsuli. Prateep Kavathakumar. Distinction, First Class Honors in Biochemistry. Yogita Patel, Honors in Biochemistry. Sangeetha Rajasingam. Suman Rao. Marissa Paige Rashkovan. Colon Daniel Hayward Ratcliffe, First Class Honors in Biochemistry. Lauren Elizabeth Rathmel. Tanya Resnick. Rebecca Marie Rudy, Honors in Biochemistry. Bradley Dean Sarak, Dean's Honor List. Christopher Paul Saunders. Leslie Ann Scarf, Distinction First Class Honors in Biochemistry. Natalie Sella, Dean's Honor List. Kyle James Harold St. Louis. Imran Sulaimankil. Ali Sayed, Dean's Convocation Prize, Dean's Honor List. Dei Ling Tony Tier, First Class Honors in Biochemistry. Sandra Troche. Jordan Christopher Vergara. Genevieve Virgili, first class honors in biochemistry. Yi Lin Wu. Wu Shu. Yi Fan Yu. Nan Zhao, distinction, first class honors in biochemistry. Feng Lin Zheng, first class honors in biochemistry, Dean's honor list. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Biology, Anissa Adyui. Amelia Ann Weir Aldridge, first class honors in biology. Justine Shanti Alexander, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, first class honors in biology. Stephen Stavros Athanasoulias. John Donald Blair. Claire Elizabeth Bottomley, first class honors in biology. Tara Marie Brosnan. Nigel Douglas Burke, first class honors in biology, Major Hiram Mills Medal, Penn Hollow Prize in biology, Dean's honor list. Stephen Gregory Campbell. Raushira Ashley Castaneda, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List. Benjamin Danielle Chan. Jeremy Chan. Julie Lydia Chateauvert. Jacqueline Chung. Dominique Kirlilo. Marie-Claude Côté-Laurent. Ross Kirtner. Stephen Michael Zerniecki. Lauren Carly Dawson. Laura Dempsey Nunez. Karim Saleh El Iskandarani. Omar Ani Farah. Danielle Casey Farrington, distinction. Malgorzata Wanda Fiedler. Lital Fisher, distinction. Lena Gayroud. Julian Gittleman, distinction. Anna Teresa Graham. Jasmine Chan Hanafi. Alexa Danielle Hibbert. Charles Allen Hodgson. Nikolay Svilenov Ristosov. Tiffany Mikey Yun. Neil Mohan Isar. Mark Jewell. Sarah Catherine Jones. Peter Shao Chi Kang. Hyun Hee Kim, Distinction First Class Honors in Biology. Mara Kantopoulos. Vicky Yon Yen Lung. Vanessa Lucursi. Hisham Mahbubi, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, First Class Honors in Biology. Peter Wojciech Mankowski. Issei Alexander Masunaga. Laura Hope McDonald. Michael Joseph Mizowitz. Sean Michael Colin Murphy. Archana Nayak. Valerie Doreen Nearing. Nicolette Anna Newman, Distinction. Amanda Lee Nicholson. Lee Nicola Smith Northfield, Distinction. David Alexander Obert, Distinction. Iwana Olariu. Nicholas Carl Petty. Tamar Michelle Pister. Milena Kamenova Popova, Dean's Honor List. Yiding Ku. Alexandra Relevsky. Connor Savage Riley. David James Saunders, Distinction. Kenneth Shatskis. Mazen Hudson Shuhebar. Kara Lynn Schumansky. Christopher Michael Schmedziuk. David Spillane, Distinction. Trisana Lucadia Sprung Much. Katarina Stokovic, Distinction. Ian Wright Sullivan. Colin Christopher Sutton. Simon Turcotte. Marion Sarah Turner. Lee Lisa Alexandria Bellanosi. Alexander Vujin, Distinction, First Class Honors in Biology. Kay Wang. Angela Nicole Woodside. Stephanie Yee. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Immunology, Nina Antonov, First Class Honors in Immunology, Dean's Honor List. Li Sha Cheong, Distinction, First Class Honors in Immunology. Kenry Chu, First Class Honors in Immunology, Dean's Honor List. Minho Cho, Distinction, First Class Honors in Immunology. Adam Flaxik, First Class Honors in Immunology. Peter Lee, Honors in Immunology. Stefan Patrascu, First Class Honors in Immunology. Benjamin A. Ralph, Honors in Immunology, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List. Erica Sakarechia, Distinction, First Class Honors in Immunology. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Microbiology and Immunology, Aishat Mabusola Adebisi, Distinction. Elizabeth Nicole Antoniak, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology, Dean's Honor List. Melissa Natasha Azuelos. Gina Belinsky. Lisa Bellamar. Rachel Beth Bernlow Moines, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology, Dean's Honor List. Rohit Bhargavan. Chelsea Lauren Brower, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology. Alexandra Maria Carella, Distinction, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology. Wei Ju Chen. Arnu Cheng, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology. Matthew Cherian, Distinction. Kingsley Z. Yun Chun, Distinction, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology. David Colatriano. Catherine Yung Wen Davis, Dean's Honor List. Audrey Duguay, Distinction, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology. Catherine Elizabeth Dunkley Hicken. Joshua Edelman. Barbara Evans, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology. Eve Marie Gendron Pontbriand, Honors in Microbiology and Immunology. Harold Olaf Jaird, Distinction, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology. Marnie Ann Goodwin Wilson, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology. Jasmine Grenier. Rachel Grinker. Xiao Guo, E.G.D. Murray Prize in Microbiology, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology, Dean's Honor List. Kimberly Ha. Stephen Jeremy Hirsch, Distinction, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology. Claudia Houle Champeau. Ting Huang. Yang Hui, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology. Anastasia Ivanova. Jae-sun Kim, Distinction, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology. Sung-hae Kim. Gaurav Krishnamurthy. Julie Alexandra Langway Dubay. Sebastian Latafi. Marie Chantal Leduc. Eugene Lee. Iris Lee, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology. Roger Tomas Liss. Azusa Maida. Janine Maheshwaran. Yu-Shin Mei, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology, Dean's Honor List. Audrey Miron. Stephanie Ann Moynihan, Distinction, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology. Miriam Obeji. Sabrina Piedmont. Michael John Procino, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology, Dean's Honor List. Catherine Alice Prussing, Distinction, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology. Mashrur Rahman, Distinction, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology. Sarmina Rajendram. Svea Diane Raw, Distinction, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology. Axel Elwood Rentiera Flores, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology. Olivier Saleh, Distinction. Alicia Marie Schiavi. Fiza Syed. Alexander C. Basman Basam Tapuni. Sarah Ann Rachel Titero, Distinction, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology. Martine Terrien. Daniel Ka Hin Ting, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology, Dean's Honor List. Maria Verschbovsky. Valerie Vinette. Chong Yang Wang. Monica Crystal Wu. Mary Claire Worrell. Alia Youssef. Nina Yu. Navid Zahedi Niaki. Omid Zahedi Niaki, Dean's Honor List. Wei Quen Zheng, Distinction, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Neuroscience, Melanie Rina Bilbul, Distinction. Anthony Bozzo, Distinction. Virginia Joan Margaret Brown, Distinction. Natasha Campbell. William Joseph Carroll. Laura Curran. Daniel Del Balso. Fahima Dosa, Dean's Honor List. Marina Friedman, Distinction. Jeffrey Adam Gross. Samuel Nathaniel Hellman. Derek Howard. Jamil Mehdi Kanji. Joseph Kwok Kit Liu. Christina May Moffat, Distinction. Sheeta Ravipur. Flora Becky Rosenzweig. Saman Sidzakani. Eriusalem Woldu Tassara. Nirel Witz. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Pharmacology, Kazi Arar Ahmed. Serena Bahn, Honors in Pharmacology. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Physiology, Aiden Kyle Ablona.
Sarah Amrani. Vinthan Asukanathan. Nita Gabriella Abrit. Samantha Belas, distinction. Karina Ursula Antzak. Alana Janine Battiston. Mani Begum. Emily Patricia Ann Brander, Dr. Kathleen Tarrou Prize in Physiology, First Class Honors in Physiology, Dean's Honor List. Nathan Isaac Budd, Honors in Physiology. Julianne Elizabeth Busby, Distinction. Christine Cameron. Ariel Cantor, distinction. Florin Katana. Vivian Chan. Jeffrey Vincent Chan Tai Kong, distinction. Aaron Choi. Gyu Chul Choi. Hyung Jin Choi. Adamandia Christopoulos. Stephen Cordero Matos. Co. William Curry, distinction. Kate Lynn Rebecca Esmond. Karen Falcicchio. Emil Folkstop. Shannon Hansen. Julie Hansen. Cynthia Harvey Gerard. Angela Collier Ho, Distinction First Class Honors in Physiology. Justin Im. Samir Jabour, distinction. Umar Javed. Samuel Jasula. Andrea Kessus, distinction. Raid Kufash. Katie Kilorn. Kimberly Blair Kiss, Dean's Honor List. Anna Christensen. Arjun Kumar. Paulina Kyriakopoulos, Distinction, First Class Honors in Physiology. Constance Lahuna. Jessica Lang. Arthur Liao. Lilia Noreen Lavallee. Thomas Kin Chung Law. Jenny Jin Kyung Lee. Terrence Lee. First class honors in physiology, Dean's honor list. Jessica Lee. Jason Liu. Camille Longay. Jiquan Liu. Georgina Martin, first class honors in physiology, Dean's honor list. Cassandra Ann McEwen, distinction, first class honors in physiology. Janice Ashley McMullen, Dr. Kathleen Tarrou Prize in Physiology, Dean's honor list. Isaac Miao. Jonathan Brian Milligan, first class honors in physiology, Dean's honor list. Jessica Toby Mills, distinction. Soon Ki Min, first class honors in physiology. Jonathan David Mintz, Dean's honor list. Sarah Ilana Monsanego. Flaviana Kamal Muwad. Quizera Joseph Pilarwa. Lue Musa, Dr. Kathleen Tarrou Prize in Physiology, First Class Honors in Physiology, Dean's Honor List. Lisa Nowitzki. Hei Bin Nguyen. Nastasia Paige Nianieris. Dima Nasir. Tika Nao Kazuko Okuda. Deidre J. Osher, distinction. Sol Peck. Jill Panzer, Dean's honor list. Thomas Duncan Quayle. Kate E. Rath Wilson. Sarah Jane Richard. Christine Mary Robinson. Jan Thomas Rossiter. Olga Safronova. Maria Elisabetta Salvo. Megan Schneiderman, Jack Bloomer Prize in Science, Dean's Honor List. Laura Nicole Sigurdsson. Nia Sangui. Alexis M. Steinberg, distinction. Corey Jason Steinberg. Natalia Marie Strauss, distinction. Matthew Eric Stroll, Dean's Honor List. Andrea Sayan Sung. Jason Tan D. Bibiana. Evan Robert Tannenbaum, distinction. Cyrilee Maud Thompson. Alyssa Vexelman. Imran Al-Munir Walji. Leandra Verity Wellmeyer. Andrea Wong. Mally Dawn Worm, Dean's Honor List. Maria Delmar Yakaman, Honors in Physiology. Selena Yim. Chan Hyung Wu. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Physiology and Physics. Patrick Duncan McGillivray.
Thank you, Professor Ragsdale. You do yeoman's work here. Would the graduating class please rise? First, I have to make it official. In my capacity as Chancellor of McGill University, I declare and confirm that each of you is now entitled to the distinction of the degree, diploma, or certificate that has been conferred upon you with all the honors, rights, privileges, and responsibilities that are pertinent thereto. My very best congratulations. Je demande au secrétaire général, M. Stephen Stropel, de lire la bénédiction.
Go now in peace to share the gift of knowledge that has been entrusted to you. May this university and all its graduates be diligent in the free and honest pursuit of knowledge for the benefit of all. We come from and return to many lands. In hope and humility, may we continue in friendship and grow in solidarity and wisdom. May you be blessed all your days.
Thank you.
Thank you. Do one more.